Welcome to the Fabulous by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and I designed this show to show you that there is a life out there for you, a life you love, a life full of joy and abundance. Do you think that there is more to life than what you have right now? If you feel that everything you worked for, the money, the house, the car, the relationship is no longer fulfilling you, and you seek more depth and presence in life, more contentment and peace, stick with me. Grab your favorite note-taking device, a favorite drink. This is your permission slip to take 10 minutes to you to get inspired. As I was sitting, reading my book on my balcony, enjoying a moment of quiet, I will tell you in a moment which book it is, I realized how deep it can sit when we get discouraged, when our doing is disapproved, when people judge us for whatever reason. It sits so deep that back in the days, I couldn't sit still and enjoy reading a book for two reasons. My brain was spinning. It was so loud in my head for many reasons. I didn't have the peace I'm enjoying today. And I kept on thinking what someone else might think of my book choice. So I wasn't reading Harry Potter, so that was not the cool books. I was marinating myself in the love stories of Yo-Yo Mojas, if this is the right pronunciation. And I was embarrassed for reading love stories, for reading those romances. And there were like books 700 pages thick and incredibly engaging. I was dying to know what on the next page. But somewhere, somebody must have said that that's not cool, or I interpreted it as not cool because somebody else judged me for something else. And this was sitting so deep that I could not sit in stillness and allow myself to read this book, even if nobody was watching. But along the thought that someone might have asked what you've been up to last evening or in the weekend, and I would have to say I'm reading a romantic book, was killing me. I didn't want to be this uncool kid, you know. But I didn't read Harry Potter until today because honestly, I just couldn't care less. But today I'm fine with it. Why I'm bringing in this topic is because I want to speak about you, about moments when we are being silenced, and especially about being privileged. Every child has a dream. I had one too, and I bet if you go and you listen deeply within, you will be able to recall that dream. If this is something you have put on the shelf and forgot about it because you've been discouraged or disapproved in the past. In my family, or how I grew up, traveling wasn't a thing. Entrepreneurship wasn't a thing. Having your own business, and the way I do it today, especially, that nobody understands, wasn't a thing. But I've seen these things on TV. And I had a dream too. I wanted to live by the sea, and later I wanted to make more money than I could in the corporate world with having different kind of setups that I knew I would enjoy so much more, because why not? I've seen this happening everywhere. And whenever I was speaking of my dreams or my desires, I get to hear, this is not for us. This is not how we've done it in the past. None of us in our family was ever successful. Well, I don't think that you are privileged to make a lot of money. All kind of thoughts that were not my thoughts, but I took them over as they were mine because I heard it from the people I trusted the most. So now today, this is all forgotten and forgiven. However, it took me so long to let go of what other people might think of me, right? Whether I'm unthankful if my mom has worked so much to allow or to make it possible that we have this incredible life with good jobs and having visited university, and then I come and drop everything, right? Who am I to do so? It has been a long journey to get here where I am today. But I want to tell you that having a dream and making your dream come true, has nothing to do with being privileged. I was reading today Dr. Tarara Trent book, The Awakened Woman. Dr. Tarara Trent is from Zimbabwe. She was living in a polygamous marriage, abused by her husband, silenced by a patriarchal society. So everything she got taught is how she needs to behave as a woman towards her husband. And these are all her words. The book is extremely moving, but she is telling this story for a reason. And she describes how these traumas are being transported over generations until someone comes and makes a difference. She would say things like she didn't want to give in when her husband was screaming at her, and she would prefer seeing streaming blood over her own tears. I think this is an incredible story of courage to be able to speak about a past like this. But today, she's a best-selling author and she's making work that really matters. And she was not at all privileged. Not at all. She had a past, a childhood that would, however, potentially pave the path forward for her. But she had something, which was her mom, who told her, no matter what is happening to her, because just as Dr. Tarara Trent learned to accept certain things and behaviors and structures in a system she was born into, the same way her mom, her grandmother, her grand-grandmother has been accepting this for her entire life. And they were supporting each other mentally to survive. However, it was not easy to escape. Unless, like Dr. Tarara Trent, you had someone, a mother, who always encouraged you, no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what you are going through, you are allowed to dream. You can have a dream. This is what her mother said to her. And she was at all not privileged. And how the story continues is that she had a dream and she was carrying the dream within her for many, many years, that she wanted an education. Until someday, someone came into her village, and the story continues as that she finally got to get this education in a very, very hard way with loads of hurdles. It took her 3 times longer, I believe, than a normal student who would study a subject. However, she had a dream, and she has made this dream come true and paved the path forwards for so many people. You, I hope at least, are not being abused. You have education. You are probably in not such a terrible situation as I just described, like Dr. Tarara Trent. However, we are living in a world still where modern westernized silencing is happening. And this is true. Simple sentences, like I mentioned before, that you are not worthy. This is not how we have done it in our family. Success in our family has never been seen. So who are you to try? Don't be too loud. Don't draw attention towards yourself. What are other people gonna think about you? All these things you hear over and over again is modern silencing. And the only way to break through these cycles is to prove that it can be done different. If you carry the dream and the desire within you, you can, you definitely can do this differently, no matter what others say, because you have to know that everybody who wants to see you safe, everybody who wants to protect you from failure, these people love you, they don't want to do you any harm, but they can only operate from a space where they have been. And if success, entrepreneurship, going for big dreams, changing industries, getting a new job because the old job sucks, wasn't on their horizon and they did not experience it, they will not be able to encourage you on this way forward. It is your responsibility to act. It is your responsibility to take that dream from the shelf and go for it. And you can do this in the most beautiful way. You can make your dream come true without having to disrespect your caregivers, without having to blame society. Because this is something you can let go of. You can learn not to resent. You can learn not to blame. You can learn to step into your power without having the environment impact you. I believe in you 1000% that you can achieve everything you desire, because all you need is already within you.